This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
How come comparing wardrobes off the air, we all have the same stuff?
And often wear it at the exact same time.
Well, I'm not going to complain. It's mostly all Charlie Hustle stuff, which I love. It's great.
It's true.
Right?
Aw, we've synced up. That's cute.
I actually got it from the girl at Minsky's Pizza in Shawnee the other day. She goes, man, I love that shirt. And I said, and she was kind of a young girl, I think probably, I mean, I would say in her late teens, probably college age.
Okay.
Working the counter. And I said, hey, thanks, it's Charlie Hustle. And she's like, oh, who's he? And I was
no, wait,
it's a company. It's a company.
Yeah.
So just wanted to make sure. I said, get down there, because she loved the, and this is the Komen special breast cancer shirt that they had given us.
With the pink heart.
It was a very special edition one, but these guys, they're coming in today to talk to me. So I wore their shirt for them. How about that?
Nice.
Did you guys have a good weekend?
I had a very busy weekend. Friday night, we were out at Festival on the Trails in Gardner. The band Head East was out there. Shaylee, I know that you don't know them.
No.
But, classic rock band. And the Rainmakers were playing, and so I was out there with them. And then Saturday, oh man, we went to the Greek Festival in Overland Park. It is the best food you'll eat in your life.
Yeah, I love
you
that.
You have to go. We've gone a couple years in a row. It's just this massive buffet of the greatest Greek food ever. And we ate. And then ate some more, and then took some home. So good.
Did you dance?
We watched the dancing. I do not dance. I'm not. I don't have those skills.
She looks like Trista Sutter.
I do. Yesterday, Shaylee and I were out at Arrowhead because they were having the Shatterproof 5K, which was for Rise Up Against Addiction. And Shaylee and I were emceeing that along with some other people. We got to meet Chiefs wide receiver Albert Wilson. He was out there. Super nice.
It was a good time.
So, yeah. Other than the sunburn on my forehead, everything was good.
You did get a little bit of sun.
We were out there for a minute.
It was all right.
Like 4 hours.
Yeah, good.
Good for you guys. Getting out and about in the world. 6:11 for Monday's show. We'll get it started with 10 items or less.
Today marks the 1 year since the world and the city of Orlando, Florida were rocked by the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history. It was June 12, 2016, when gunman Omar Mateen killed 49 people and injured over 50 more after opening fire on the Pulse gay nightclub in Orlando. In remembrance, survivors, families of the victims, and the community are holding memorial services. Puerto Ricans voted overwhelmingly in favor of becoming the 51st state. The island territory's governor says 97% of people voted in favor of statehood in a referendum yesterday. Despite the vote for statehood, adding a 51st star to the American flag would still be a ways off. It would still take an act of the U.S. Congress to officially add Puerto Rico to the U.S. Pittsburgh Penguins are Stanley Cup champions for the second straight season. Shaylee tells me it was an amazing game. I did not get to see it.
It was really good. It was scoreless up until about the last 3 minutes.
It was hockey.
What?
Well, I'm just saying, it's a good game. Nah, it's hockey.
Oh. Yeah. I love hockey. Mm. Game 5 of the NBA Finals. Looks a lot like last year's Game 5. Cleveland Cavaliers are at Oracle Arena, trailing the Golden State Warriors 3-1 for the second straight season. Last season, the Cavs battled back from a 3-1 deficit to win the championship in 7 games. Tip-off, this is 8 o'clock. I think that, no, that's our time, 8 o'clock on ABC. That's your 10 items or less for Monday on The Show.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Elliot, our buddy Elliot, put on Facebook sometime over the weekend that he was driving and then almost choked on a bag of potato chips, which made your impossible question from last week come true.
The question was, what's the most dangerous food to eat while driving? And the number one answer was potato chips. And you guys were like, that's stupid. No, there's no way. And he was like, oh, I knew it. That's how I'm going to go out. Jen and Truda were right. I'm going to die by potato chip in the car.
Why hadn't I never even thought of that before?
But he's okay. Everything's fine.
No, it's good. It's good.
We do have another.
Poor Elliot, whose apartment burns down.
Now he's
choking on potato chips.
I'm sorry.
What you're doing to the poor kid?
All right. It's time for a different impossible question this morning. We've got Just For Her event tickets. This is huge. Over 350 exhibitors going to be at the Overland Park Convention Center June 23rd through the 25th. Shopping, beauty, food, all kinds of good stuff. So not only will you win passes to go to that, but you'll then be qualified to win a trip to Las Vegas. Okay?
Phone
number 576-7102. The question this morning, wives were asked, if you could hypnotize your husband and make him do anything, what would it be?
Oh,
and Shaylee, do not take it there. Do not take it to that dirty place. Wives were asked, if you could hypnotize your husband and make him do anything, what would it be? Your guess is at 576-7102.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Jen's impossible question kills people.
Trying to get somebody qualified.
That's a little dramatic.
It's like a self-fulfilling prophecy, your questions here.
We want to get somebody qualified for this trip to Vegas. Wives were asked if you could hypnotize your husband and make him do anything. What would it be?
All right, let's go to the phones, 816-576-7102. Before we do, remember, I played last year on the show when I got hypnotized.
Oh, that's right.
Because it happened to me one time before.
That's the greatest audio, Shaylee. You have to hear it.
I would love to have somebody try to hypnotize, like, Shaylee or somebody.
No.
I don't agree to that. You've got to... We'll play that for Shaylee at some point here on the show, because it's really good.
Can you believe I was the one open to suggestion?
Yes. That's weird.
All right, Adam, good morning. You're in Liberty. So what are the ladies saying about us?
Hopefully not a self-fulfilling prophecy, but clean the house.
That's exactly what it says right here on my screen. Yep. Clean the house. That's all we want.
You don't have to hypnotize my lady for her to tell you that.
Just
she'd come in here right now and give you 20 things she'd want me to do.
Empty the dishwasher just once a week, maybe. Throw a load of laundry in. That's all we need. Keeps us happy. You got it right. So we're going to give you some passes to the Just For Her event at the Overland Park Convention Center, and you're qualified for that trip to Vegas.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
All right, Adam. Hold on for a second. Joey's got the info. It wouldn't be empty the dishwasher. It'd be put the dishes in there in the first place. That'd be where she'd want to start.
Oh, see, that's the easy part to me, because that's one at a time. Like, you're not, when you unload, it's everything at once. I hate the unloading part. Yeah.
She's like, how could you have a bowl of cereal and not put the bowl in the dishwasher?
It's right there.
It is a good question.
It takes effort to open that thing up, though.
It takes effort to open the refrigerator, but you still do it.
Boom.
Let me think on that for a second.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Wonder Woman continues to rule the box office, brought in another $57 million in ticket sales in North America. Coming in second, The Mummy, followed by Captain Underpants, the first epic movie, Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales, and then Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Adam West, star of the popular and campy 1960s Batman TV show, died on Friday night after a short but brave battle with leukemia, according to his family. He was 88. West later supplied the voice of Mayor Adam West on the animated series Family Guy.
Pizza for Adam West.
No! You gave me Canadian bacon instead of bacon? This misdeed cannot go unpunished. Pizza delivery man, prepare to meet your maker at the hands of my cat launcher.
Oh my gosh. Which, I mean, he was hilarious on that show.
I was huge into Family Guy for a long time, and now I haven't watched it in a couple of seasons. I need to catch back up.
I haven't either.
It's a great show.
But every day, when I came home from school in the 80s, I would come home, and it was Batman would be on from 4 to 5 p.m. They would always show two episodes back to back.
Yeah.
And it would be on every day from 4 to 5, and then I would watch Harry Carey. So that was my, like,
nice.
That was my day. I had it all planned out. It was great, but sad about Adam West.
Tony Awards were on last night. Dear Evan Hansen was the big winner. The original and emotional production walked away with the Best Musical Award. Dear Evan Hansen also won the awards for Best Book, Best Orchestration, and Original Score.
Wow. Dear Evan Hansen, take home every award. Now, it was Kevin Spacey was the host. I caught a little bit of it last night, but he did his Frank Underwood.
I saw him come out from as his character from House of Cards.
Nice.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, Francis J. Underwood.
Mr. Miranda, it is an honor and a privilege to shake the hand of the man who created Hamilton, the musical that does our nation proud.
It's an honor to meet you, sir.
Here's the envelope.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Claire, let's leave them and allow them to finish up with their award show. I want to get the hell out of here before Bette Midler thanks anyone else.
Bette Midler won a trophy for her role in Hello, Dolly.
Okay.
And apparently thanked everyone.
There's no time limits on the Tonys, huh? They're just like, yeah, it's Bette Midler. Just let her go off.
That's your entertainment news for Monday on the show.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
You know, there's good at being... Well, it's one thing being good at shameless self-promotion. And then there's, like, Jen level. who, tell everybody what
hashtag
you just told
shameless.
Me. You're going to start taking your own speaker to the pool.
There's a good reason behind this.
Because you don't like the music they play at your pools.
The first public pool I went to in Johnson County was playing The Carpenters. Okay.
Well, and that's okay.
That is
take
not
your
summer,
speaker all day long.
It's not summertime fun, happy time swimming music, okay? Second pool I go to, different pool. They're playing John Denver. Now, I love John Denver as much as the next guy, right?
Right.
Not summertime.
Thank God I'm a country boy.
That's exactly what they were playing.
Yeah.
What?
But that's
at
not
the pool. That's what I'm saying. That's not summertime music.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a little Bluetooth speaker. So I'm going to take that to the pool with me and just put on the KC1021 app so I can listen to us at the pool. Because we do have happy summertime fun music.
And we do. We get played at a lot of pools. I've heard a lot of people. Holbrook has played us, and the one in Bonner has played us. And all over places consider KC1021 for their pools. But why is that? How is that easier than just going to ask them if they can change the music?
I did that last year, and they told me they had to play Sirius.
Oh, gotcha.
Well, don't play Sirius John Denver. Don't play Sirius Carpenters.
Yeah, you could pick some of the good stuff, really.
Whatever, Johnson County, what do I need to do to get you to put on KC-102? Please.
Hey, can we strike a deal? Let's call the city office up and say, hey, well, let's do a deal here.
It's a really sweet woman that runs that section over there.
Can we talk about our concert announcement?
Oh, yeah, that's going on, too.
No, who cares? Let's talk about the pool. This helps us better. So,
we do have a big concert announcement today. Shaylee's very excited about this one. Do you want to do the official announce? Because this is you. You're very excited.
You want me to?
You go for it.
Lady Antebellum is coming August 17th to Sprint Center with Kelsey Ballerini and Brett Young.
Who she told me for 2 hours this morning is super hot.
He's so hot.
Kelsey Ballerini?
No.
Yes.
She is. She's beautiful.
She's also engaged. But Brett Young, yes. But Lady Antebellum, August 17th, tickets are on sale on Friday at 11.
Sprint Center.
You want to go?
I don't know them. To be honest, I know
what?
This song. This is it. This is the only thing I know by Lady Antebellum.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much.
Reaching for well, I'm excited.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Trudeau.
Birthday baby, oh, I love you so. 16 candles.
A few weeks ago, we discovered that Shaylee had not only never seen Top Gun, she had never seen E.T., she'd never seen Splash, Vacation, European Vacation, Major League, Hoosiers, Mr. Mom, Beetlejuice, When Harry Met Sally, Space Camp. She's never seen any film.
I'm like my childhood.
She's never seen any of these.
My entire life is in these films.
We gave her an assignment to watch one movie per weekend and then come in and do a movie report. We would quiz her to ensure that she had, in fact, watched that movie. She promised me yesterday she watched 16 Candles.
I did.
Okay. All right, so tell us what is it about in your thoughts.
So she turns 16, and her family forgets about her.
Okay.
Forgets her birthday. She goes to a dance. There's a foreign kid involved.
Oh, my.
It was funny.
Okay.
Well, that's
and she,
the PC
and she has
way
her
we
crush.
About it
yeah. Now. And then she has her crush, and
that brings me to my first question. What was her crush's name? Because that's a very
Jake
important...
Jake Ryan.
Thank you.
Oh,
you're welcome.
I reference
oh, man.
It
yep.
all the time.
Uh-huh.
And in fact, I said if I ever have a boy as a son, I'm naming him Jake Ryan. Like that. His middle name will be
Are
Ryan.
Are you serious?
His name will be Jake Ryan. Yes. I love him. I love that character.
Uh-huh. He was pretty cute.
He was super hot. And if you're wondering what happened to him, I looked it up once. He moved to Montana. Like he moved away
Is
and lived
right?
on a farm in
he
Montana.
Peaked. He peaked and then moved to Montana?
Yes. It's the best way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Correct on the first trivia question.
Thank you.
What is the name of the foreign exchange student, as some people would refer to him, as opposed to that foreign kid?
Well, I knew it was going to be a question. Long Duck Dong.
That's correct.
Yes.
Long Duck Dong.
This is the best part of the movie.
Joey, do you have a 16 Candles trivia question for Shaylee to answer?
I do.
Okay.
What color Trans Am did Samantha want for her birthday?
Black.
That is a great question, and black
man,
is correct.
Yes.
Black car, pink guy is exactly what they say. Yes.
I told you, I watched this.
And in the most important part to me, it's the greatest scene ever. I've reenacted it by myself many times. Where do Samantha and Jake finally kiss?
On the table over candles.
Over the cake.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Over a candle.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. So
scene.
You recreated this by yourself?
I would sit crisscross applesauce, lean over.
Wait, what?
You know, that's how they're sitting when they're on the table.
At the end,
they're sitting.
But we
like
haven't
that.
Heard that since kindergarten.
The big birthday cake is in the middle. They lean over and they kiss, and it's the end of the movie.
It's the
So what did you? Never mind. Anyway, the point is, I saw the movie.
Maybe it was out when I was 16 and didn't have a boyfriend, Shaylee. In my head, Jay Bryan was my boyfriend.
So who were you practicing kissing? This is what I'm confused about.
My hand. No, it was a cute movie.
Boy.
Boo.
Are there any good ones from the text line?
Let me go to the text line. Someone actually referenced Ducky, the Duck Man. No, that's
right?
Pretty in Pink, silly. Wrong movie. John Hughes, Molly Ringwald, but not 16 Candles. Let me go down. What kind of car did Jake drive? Porsche. Nope.
Mm.
Incorrect.
What do you have?
Isn't it a Rolls Royce?
No, that was his dad's.
Are you sure?
Yes, I just watched it.
She just Googled
I just watched it.
Wow,
no, I did not. It was his dad's because he
borrows it.
Yeah.
And what, he says, what does Farmer Ted take when he's with Jake Ryan's girlfriend in the car? What does she give him to eat?
Birth control pill.
Yes, I love that.
Now we're both on
the pill.
That was pretty great.
Okay, I have no doubt she actually watched 16 Candles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I'm proud.
And I'm telling
you,
it was his dad's.
Yeah, you're right.
A pass.
Because he picks her up in the Porsche at the end.
Yep.
At the wedding.
Yep.
Such a good movie.
Now, I appreciate these films, but can we watch one that I've seen probably in the last 10 years?
Like what?
Well, I don't know. Like a Breakfast Club or something.
I'll probably do that one next.
Okay. All right.
I watched Godfather 1 and 2 over the weekend. How I have not seen those before, I feel stupid. I should have watched those a long time ago.
Wait. You hadn't seen The Godfather?
I had seen part of it.
Wait, what kind of room am I in now?
I had seen...
Is this a House of Horrors?
Part,
what the heck
all.
Is going on? And I said horrors.
Thank you for the clarification.
Have finally seen both of them. So good. And I will not watch 3.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Don't bother yourself with 3.
Yeah.
It's even the Godfather, the purist will tell you. 3's.
Even Al Pacino's like, no, uh-uh. No. Just stop.
And the freaking horse head in the bed is like, nah, you're good. You're fine. All right. Well, good job, Shales. Can't wait for the next one.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Let's turn it over for Shaley's All Access.
Bachelor in Paradise has halted production in Mexico, and the show is probably canceled. Anyone want to guess why?
Corinne?
There is a drunken sexual encounter between two cast members.
So Bachelor
so
in Paradise...
So why did they cancel the show? Why not put it on four nights a week? Hang on.
What were you going to say, Jen?
So this show is where they take people from The Bachelor who didn't get chosen and people from The Bachelorette, and then they put them together to try to see if they can hook up.
Right. And guess what happened? It did. DeMario and Corinne, you were right, supposedly got extremely drunk. Mm-hmm. Stuff had happened, mm-hmm. and it got a little escalated, and it was maybe in public. So they said, we're probably going to look into it, but there's going to be an investigation, and the show probably won't be on.
I'd say mission accomplished. You wanted people to hook up. They're hot people from
that's
The Bachelor.
I don't really understand what the problem is, because that's what they do anyway.
If you read the report on TMZ, it was very graphic while cameras were rolling.
I'm not reading that.
Goes to read the report on TMZ.
Well, you have fun with that.
Truda, did you watch the Big Brother live stream for Katy Perry this weekend?
Nope.
Even you, for Katy Perry, you didn't do it.
It sounded boring as all get out. Who
cares?
Well,
whatever. James Corden swung by. She's promoting her new album.
That would have been the best part.
They did a truth or dare game, and he said, you need to compare your 3 ex-lovers in order, from worst to best. I'm going to get Jen, I'm going to quiz you, okay?
This is the woman who is married to Russell Brand,
and he's
way.
Not even in here, by
yeah,
the way,
well,
to rank.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to give you 3. John Mayer,
uh-huh.
Orlando Bloom,
okay.
and Diplo. Where did you think she would rank them?
I would say Orlando Bloom is number 1.
As the best or the worst?
Best.
Okay.
Diplo 2, John Mayer 3.
No, she said Diplo first as the worst, then Bloom, then Mayer.
Ah.
Yeah. And she didn't even want to give up that information. But she finally revealed who the one who got away was, and it kind of surprised me. Josh Groban.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, did they date?
The two might have skated on the line of dating, but he's one of my good friends. I love him so much. He's the best. That's what she said.
Huh. Interesting. What about...
Drake.
That I don't know.
What about the dude from Bachelor?
Casey Kasem.
What about...
A little dog named Snuggles.
He's got to be up there somewhere,
he's
right?
He's there somewhere. That's your All Access.
All right, tonight it is a special concert encore at 11 o'clock tonight. We do this for all the big shows. The 11 p.m. hour is commercial free, Concert encore for the package tour. All the New Kids on the Block, Boyz II Men, Paula Abdul that you can handle. And by the way, a friend of mine on Facebook, she had gotten a note that they canceled the Paula Abdul meet and greet for Kansas City. The one, the VIP, you can buy the upgrade.
Right.
But they canceled the Paula one. So I wonder what the deal was.
Wait, there are meet and greets available? Shaylee, hello.
Yeah.
I'm going.
You can, like, buy them. They're like VIP upgrades.
You can hang out in the parking lot. I'm sure you'll run into one of them. You know what? That actually worked.
You go to the Shark Bar afterwards.
You'll be fine. The first time I saw New Kids on the Block at Sandstone, Donnie Wahlberg was riding around on this little scooter out in the parking lot and went right by me. And I'm like, oh my God, there's Donnie! I'm actually wearing the exact same outfit tonight.
I
don't want you to ever judge me and my concert choices again.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
What's wrong with my dancing?
I think you're ready for So You Think You Can Dance.
That's what I'm practicing for. We're going to talk to Mary Murphy here in a second. Although I have a feeling that if I were going to go on a show like that, I'd like to bring back the hustle if I could.
Yeah, I think you should.
Something old school.
While you're wearing your Charlie hustle.
Oh, look at that.
Hey, they feature all types of dance on So You Think You Can Dance.
Yes. And I think we are ready for her now. I believe this is going to be Judge Mary Murphy joining us here on the show. Hello, Mary.
Hi, Jen and Brian. How you doing?
Doing good. The new season of So You Think You Can Dance premieres tonight on Fox at 7 o'clock. I am so excited.
Me too.
You return as a judge.
Yeah.
You're back.
I know. I can't believe it. I'm so excited. I can hardly stand it.
And now what other judges are going to be on with you?
Right now, it's for sure, of course, it's Nigel Lithgow, and our new permanent judge will be Vanessa Hudgens from High School Musical.
Oh, very good, right. And Kat's back to host, right? So those would be your...
Of course, Kat's back to host.
Definitely.
Yes.
Awesome. This is one. Yeah, this is like my favorite of the shows, of the singing competitions and stuff. And my daughter, she loves dance and everything. So we just watch with rapt attention because, I mean, the people that come on the program, they're unbelievable.
They are extraordinary dancers, you know, and there's so many gems out there that, you know, have not necessarily had the financial background to have all the lessons that some of the others have had, and they seem to get through. I don't know how they do it because I know I had to have a million lessons in my day, and I'm just, you know, I'm just knocked off my chair by extraordinary people, and there's just so many things when you think you've seen it all, well, you just haven't, and we just keep pushing the human body further and further. I mean, this season, we have people, and we've had these bone crushers, these people that are double jointed. There's people now that are triple jointed.
Oh my gosh. When you see it,
you will not believe it. You will just not believe it. It's just, you're going to think that the camera is definitely playing tricks on you. It's just crazy.
And the thing I love about this show and what I've learned by watching it, because I'm a terrible dancer, I know nothing about it, but these dances can make me bawl. I cry because I've never realized how you can tell a story with dance and how powerful it is.
Yeah, I know. Well, it never affects me in that way. I never cry.
I know. My sister is obsessed with you, and she goes, ask her how she doesn't cry at every single one, because I'm at home crying.
No, you know, there's just, I don't know what it is. I can't explain it. It's just like, you know, when a singer is amazing, you know, the hair will go up on my arms. If dancing's such a visual thing, that I think it just affects you sometimes even deeper when somebody brings a story to life or the music comes to life right in front of you and it has some great meaning. It touches you in some way in your life, and you just can't help it. You know, I've had grown men, you know, tell me all over the world. They come up to me and they said, yeah, that made me cry too, Mary. And I like, you can't help it. It's just so visual. And these kids, they just bring it to life, and it's just a whole nother level.
Is there anything specific we need to be watching for on the premiere tonight? Any particular person, dancer, anything special?
So there are going to be some people that to watch out for. There's a tapper that's probably the best tapper in all the seasons of So You Think You Can Dance. And there's an extraordinary couple of identical twins. I don't really want to say too much that will just blow your mind. And they come from Russia. And I don't think I've seen anything quite like it. I just I loved every second of it. I wanted it to keep going on, and I hope they, you know, bring them back maybe for the finale so that everybody can see it live again. It was just, it was really something.
It's awesome. We're looking forward to it. So You Think You Can Dance, back on Fox 4 right here in Kansas City tonight. Mary Murphy is a judge on the show. Mary, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
No worries. Thank you guys so much.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Are you psyched out? What's the matter with you?
No, I'm pumped. I'm excited. I love this.
Stretching.
I was seriously doing warm-up exercises for this game.
All right, Veronica from Platte City is on the line. Good morning, Veronica.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Doing well. So Brian is going to start a sentence. I have to figure out how Google is finishing it.
That's right. So you know that you can go to Google.com and you can start typing in any phrase and it will like finish it for you. It's the Google Predicts.
Right.
So we went through and we came up with a bunch of stuff and we pulled out the top item that Google predicts. So for example, I will say to Jen, why do plants? And she's going to have to guess whatever. The answer is need water. That's the first thing that comes up in Google.
Okay.
Okay? So we have those kind of things. Why do plants, etc. You figure out how many can you get in 60 seconds.
We've got 1 minute on the clock, Veronica. How many do you think I can get correct in 60 seconds?
60 seconds. Maybe.
I'll have you know I studied improv at Second City in Chicago, which means nothing.
I'm like, what is that?
It means I'm going to get one.
Seven.
Wow.
Oh, she has far more confidence in you than we do.
I don't even have seven written down.
Very ambitious. All right.
I'm going to need to do some work for a second.
What if I do? What if I kill this? Okay.
Well, if you
calm down,
if you get
we'll
past
see.
This list, you're good.
I peeked at the list and it's great.
I think you could even work for Google and not be ready for this.
Okay.
All right. Are you ready? 60 seconds on the clock.
Okay.
And here we go. How do dancers...
Exercise, get on their feet, work out. How do dancers...
Close.
Work out, exercise, keep their feet from being in pain. Jump, swirl, twirl.
You want to pass?
Yes.
Okay, why can't dogs?
Bark, wag their tails, spin around in circles, eat food. Why can't dogs bark at night? Why can't dogs... catch their own tail.
All right, let's pass. Why does coffee
taste so good? Cost so much? Grind so weird? What does coffee drip? Percolate? These are hard!
These are hard, I'm telling you.
Cost so much money.
How old
is Donald Trump? How old am I?
You have 5 seconds. Oh, man.
That game is impossible.
It's hard.
It is hard.
None of those. Give me the answers.
Are you prepared for the answers?
No.
Okay.
The first
right.
one, I feel like you could have gave to her.
All right. So number one, how do dancers train?
Oh, okay.
How do dancers train? That makes sense, right? Why can't dogs have grapes?
No. Okay. That's... ridiculous.
But if you have
number
a dog,
one on the predict.
If you have a dog,
specific.
That's a very...
Yeah, that is
common
a good question. Right. Why does coffee make you poop? <That's>,
I'm shocked you didn't get that
got
one.
That. I should have got that.
That is number one on Google Predicts. And how old is Shawnee Smith?
Shawnee Smith? No, she's from the movie Summer School. Do you remember that movie?
Why are you looking at me?
No, I love Shawnee Smith. That's awesome.
Am I right? She's
but
in...
what? Yes.
Read her the other ones.
But why? No, I might use those on a future
that's
game.
That's impossible. Who would say how old is Shawnee Smith?
I know, exactly. But why is that you number one on Google Predicts?
You should have gotten the coffee one.
Veronica, based on those ridiculous...
I thought that was going to be easier.
Yes, that was insane. So I'm giving you these passes. You can go check out the new exhibit at Union Station. And you're now in the running for the Maker Faire party.
Yay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, you see what's going to happen is that Jen's going to sit there all day from now on just typing stuff into Google. Like, how's this finish? How does this end?
Well, I could never have guessed that. I mean, Shawnee Smith, really.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Well, we found out something interesting about the Google Predicts game. Your prediction is a little bit different than mine.
When you type in how old on my computer, it does come up Donald Trump, Charo, and Bette Midler. Shaley's came up with what?
Garth Brooks, Buzz Aldrin, and Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
completely different.
Yeah, so mine was Shawnee Smith and Bernie Sanders. So I wonder what the heck I've been Googling.
So technically, I got one right.
Okay, fine.
Give me the Donald
We'll give
Trump.
You one, then.
That's a tough
We gave
game.
Veronica the tickets.
I know.
It was a good one, though. I like that game.
Wonder Woman continues to rule the box office, brought in another $57 million in ticket sales in North America. Coming in second, The Mummy, followed by Captain Underpants, the first epic movie, Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales, and then Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Adam West, I hated to see this over the weekend, star of the popular 1960s Batman TV show, died Friday night after a short but brave battle with leukemia. That's according to his family. He was 88. West later supplied the voice of Mayor Adam West on the animated series Family Guy.
Here's one of the original Batman clips.
You saw it yourself, Robin. The slightest impact was sufficient to instantly reduce them to antimatter.
Oh, antimatter.
Do you remember when this
to
song
the Batmobile.
Came out? I know Shaylee was 4 when this came out. This song?
Yeah.
She's giving me a complete blank stare.
This is another one I used to call Chuck Nasty for every 20 seconds on Q104. Play the Batman song. Come on, play the Batman song.
You and I were nerdy kids calling radio stations and requesting
we
songs.
We were between this and Red Red Wine. I wore out the phone.
Mine was usually Cyndi Lauper. There's a lot of that.
Still is.
That's actually true. Dear Evan Hansen was the big winner at this year's Tony Awards. The original and emotional production walked away with the Best Musical Award. Also won the awards for Best Book, Best Orchestration, and Original Score. Kevin Spacey, the host of the ceremony last night.
I saw him come out and do his Johnny Carson. That was pretty good. He's good at that.
Oh, yeah.
He's very good.
I saw him come out as his House of Cards character, as the president.
Oh, yeah. I saw that, too.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, Francis J. Underwood.
Mr. Miranda, it is an honor and a privilege to shake the hand of the man who created Hamilton, the musical that does our nation proud.
It's an honor to meet you, sir.
Here's the envelope.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Claire, let's leave them and allow them to finish up with their award show. I want to get the hell out of here before Bette Midler thanks anyone else.
Yeah, Bette Midler won for her role in Hello, Dolly.
Nice.
Had a few thank yous to give. That's your entertainment news for Monday on the show.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Well, I've been told that we have a pack of foxes running around our neighborhood.
Really?
And not like a group of Kaylee Dion's.
Right.
I mean, actual foxes.
Yeah.
A family. Six, they live down in the little drainage thing by our house.
Yep.
And they come out, and so I thought, well, okay, that's, you know, that's kind of cool. But I want to see, are they going to do anything to the dog?
Yeah.
And so I looked it up, and it was right on the heels of your story that somebody had just texted in about not being able to sleep because they think every wildlife sound in their yard is something getting eaten now, thanks to you.
We do have a neighborhood fox in our neighborhood.
And somebody said, oh no, urban foxes will totally run off with your pet. I'm like, oh, great.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
Our cat's been fine so far. I'm sure you'll be fine.
Yeah, that's great. They're 20 yards away in the drainage, the sewer thing right there.
Yeah.
They say they come out at night and go foraging for all this stuff. Uh-huh. I've never seen them.
Yeah, keep Sadie inside.
My neighbor came out and said, yeah, we're going fox hunting.
And you were like, really? What club?
I was just,
what? Hey, I'm in.
I'll see you over at Nub's Pub. All right, sweet.
Oh,
God, we're pathetic.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.